Welcome back to another episode of A Mental Health Break. I'm your host and author of the book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Vincent A. Lancey.
Hey, Vincent. I'm Sparkle. And I am a recovery coach for alcohol and addiction. I also deal with co-occurring types of things with people as well, coaching them through alcohol and addiction and mental health. I myself have battled both, and I'm here to be on your podcast, and I'm extremely excited for what we have to come.
Well, thank you for that introduction. Thank you for coming on. When I was a college student, I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while on foot. After coming out of a coma and suffering from a traumatic brain injury, or you may know of as a TBI, I soon realized it was time to put my mental health on a very high pedestal. This transformative experience has led me to create this podcast that is all things mental health. Each week, I interview a different mental health professional or advocate from around the world to hear their story relating to mental health. This week, we have a guest with someone I connected with on LinkedIn, and after a discovery call, I realized she would be a great resource for you, the listeners, on this platform. Sparkle is a recovery coach for alcohol addiction, and she is in recovery for almost 2 years, battling different mental health ailments. She helps others through their experiences and figure out how they fit in their puzzle through her experiences in alcohol, addiction, and mental health. So allow me to now introduce Sparkle. Lindsay, Sparkle, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Vince. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Would you mind introducing yourself a little further to our listeners and sharing a part more of your story before we dive in and get going? And also, please share your role related to mental health.
Yes. So during alcohol and addiction, my journey through that, I battled a lot of autoimmune conditions. I battled four of them. And they placed me in this like depression mode, big time. Depression mode, I was unable to walk. I was in a wheelchair for 6 to 8 months, and I was told I'd never walk again. And with that, especially during my college basketball season, being told I couldn't walk, it was pretty painful for me, you know? And ultimately, I dropped into a huge depression and didn't really know how to handle pain management. So I started drinking, drugging, and doing a lot of stuff to try to get over that depression. But the feeling that I had with depression was feeling like I was in a room full of people, but nobody could hear me screaming. And I ultimately know that when we deal with mental health, a lot of times, you know, nobody knows what you feel or what you look like or what's actually going on. They just think you're okay, you know? And for me, I was screaming. I was hurting, Vince. And I knew then I was going to have to do something to change my life and that I may not have the help from the system. And I was going to have to do a lot of holistic work, a lot of different things, getting myself a coach and actually fighting through it. You know, I make a lot of references in a lot of podcasts to, you know, crawling out of the deep, dark depths of a cave and finding my light. And after working so hard and diligently on it, I have now worked to find that light, and it's here, and I'm so pumped about it.
Well, I'm glad you're sharing your story, and I thank you for your courage to come on this platform, because your story will help a lot of people, and you gave a great preview to what we should expect from this main event, so I think we should get started on each episode. My guest and I go over this series of questions to help others improve their mental health. You ready to go, Sparkle?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Great. So many would agree the more common or talked about types of mental health disparities are mood disorders, anxiety disorders, or schizophrenia disorders. You mentioned you touched a little bit of depression in your experiences. Let's look in a deeper scope here. What areas did you come across the most?
The areas I've come across the most are the mood disorders. Mood disorders, along with co-occurring with my clients, a lot of them are also dealing with substance use, but they are not aware that they're suffering from the mood disorders first. And so alcohol and addiction is just a portion of that, right? Mm-hmm. But when you actually notice that the mood disorder is the issue, we were able to actually stabilize that And then kicking the alcohol and drug addiction was a lot easier. So I have a lot of people like that. My first experience like that, though, was actually I had a recovery who was doing great for like 11 months. And then out of nowhere, we forgot to check on her psych eval. Like that was my first client ever. And she immediately had a reoccurrence, found out she was bipolar. She went manic and we had to start all over again. So very important to look at those things so that you can actually move forward and stay moving forward in your recovery for all ailments.
So it sounds like the power of the right mindset was huge for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. It changed the mindset, period, because it immediately changes just the addiction, right? For me, also, it changed the fact that I have to get my emotional wellness stable before I can do anything else, you know?
And that's the truth. You have to take care of yourself and be your own best friend in a way, or you can never really help others at 100% because you're not helping yourself at 100%. But I'd like to ask you to please describe that moment when you realized it's time for me to take a stance relating to mental health, time for me to get that career going related to mental health and help others. Let's hear a little more about that.
The moment that I noticed it was when I was in treatment for alcohol and addiction. And I had a lot of friends and that were dealing with mental health, bipolar, schizophrenia, you know, had to have many trips to the psych ward. Right. And for me, I was just stuck. I was stuck in this depression mode. I couldn't get out of it. And I knew then, I'm like, this is going to be something that's going to be a part of my life for the rest of my life. And I am willing to take the challenge in helping myself any way possible. And, you know, I went through quite a bit. I hadn't cried in 13 years. I ended up having, you know, TBI, a TIA. I had two of those after I had finally started crying and stuff, and it was wild. But I knew I was on this journey to better myself, and I knew I had to have my mental health to do so. So I went through psych evals. I went through neurofeedback. Mm-hmm. I have a therapist. I went through all of these different things to help with my emotional wellness. And I am determined to continue that throughout my life, because if it's not stable, I'm not stable.
I love the resiliency, and you have to push yourself to get there, and you're a great example of that. Sometimes the odds are stacked against you, but with mental health disparities, as you mentioned, another way to put it would be either let it run you or you run it. You realize this could be going on for the rest of my life, so either you let it tear you down, knock you down, or you let it help you thrive and propel you forward, which you've now been doing with as a recovery coach, using your experiences, pushing your experiences forward, because someone else has probably experienced that. You are not alone.
Yes. And I think a big portion of my mental health also had to do with a practice. You know, these things are a practice. You know, I also, you know, I suffer from 4 autoimmune conditions, and no different does the mental aspect of this affect you, but also the physical aspect was affecting me too. And so mentally, it's the same exact thing. And so being able to work through all of those elements has been a blessing, but it has been a challenge. And I am so far overcoming that. And I just have to take it day by day. But I believe in myself, and I am manifesting nothing but great health, great happiness. And so ultimately, with that, it's inevitable. It will happen. I just believe that, you know?
Yeah, well, we're about to find out more of what's been going on behind the scenes to allow you to do that. I'm going to ask you to pick 2, and I say just 2 because I want your most important answers. What would the 2 most important things our listeners can do on both a daily or short-term basis, as well as a long-term basis, to improve their mental health? Please start with short-term.
Short-term, I would say each day when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself how you're feeling and use words that are meaningful to you. Use a feelings list if you can. Pull it from Google and start using the right verbiage to change your mindset about your feelings so you can meet yourself where you're at daily. I think that's a real big thing, you know?
Yeah, keep going for sure. What's next?
As far as long-term, I would highly recommend meditation. Meditation is a practice and it takes time. And so making it a part of your everyday life and making it a part of you helps the intentions, the positive intentions come true. So meditation takes longer than just, I'm going to do it every day and this is how it's going to happen. It could take 3 minutes can last years. So it's definitely long term. But as you start to give yourself that time and patience to really feel yourself in the meditation, it can help you see clarity in what's actually going on.
Yeah, it's interesting when meditation comes up. I share my story where I always had unrealistic expectations for it, thinking it was a magic potion or something. And what it really taught me was I could separate the thoughts I don't want to have from reality and step away. But I'm not a 20-minute, 30-minute meditation guy. Some people are 5 minutes, some people are an hour, and that's the joy. You can do whatever works. Everybody listening on, if you're new to meditation, check out my book, Mr. Lance. He talks mental health. There's great beginner steps for you to start meditating. But now let's look long-term. What can you offer our listeners?
I say long-term, make sure you have what I call, and I coach, the legs to the table. Okay. So just as well as in alcohol and addiction, we have the legs to the table. We have certain supports that hold us up, you know, the base. And that means that if you have a psychiatrist, make sure that you're seeing your psychiatrist regularly. Being able to condition our minds to have the table and have the supports that we need to when we need help is important. So don't lose legs to the table. You know, if you have a therapist, a psychiatrist, you know, for some people who are in alcohol and addiction, sponsors or mentors, or if you're trying something like a Buddhist version of meetings or trying to help yourself out, make sure that it's a part of reinventing your routine. And that way you can keep that mindset, which helps the mind stay healthier and it keeps it consistent. And so that's a long-term goal for me. For the rest of my life, I will always be adding new and old legs to my table, but I will always be having the supports around me, especially when I feel like I'm starting to spiral. Absolutely. And that spiral feeling, we all know, is sitting in a room and screaming and no one can hear us and we don't want to get there. So the extra practice and the maintenance to this is what's important, and doing these things daily so they become a part of you is really, really
important. Absolutely. You want to build a solid foundation and repetition, like everything else. And then over time, it prevents you from really falling down that far again. Or if you do fall down, you know how to get back up because you have the confidence, the experience now. But Sparkle, what are some ways that you continue to raise awareness for the importance of mental health in the future?
Well, in the future, I will be doing a lot of podcasts, just stating my story and talking about it. A big portion is I will be associating myself with NAMI, which is a huge nonprofit organization for mental health, and taking a lot more classes on being a mental health expert, because I feel like both of these things need to be worked on with me, but also they need to be discussed out and about. I'll be doing my agent is actually getting some things together for me to be able to speak in person and kind of talk about being able to fight to take our lives back through mental health and alcohol and addiction. And ultimately, it really helps us when we know that there are more people who are willing to stand up and stand out for what is going on with them mentally and physically. And I think right now, being able to stand up right here with you and I talking about this and saying that it is okay to figure it out so that we can be better is exactly what I want to do. I want to make sure that that's my plan, just to talk about it, be about it, help myself fix it, allow it, and consume myself with all of it, you know?
I love it, Sparkle. So far, a lot of tangible advice for people to pick up and start doing right now. So let's continue this episode now and get into the spotlight story. On each episode, I share a mental health story of someone who is famous because I want to let you, the listeners, know you are not alone. I want you to understand that even though someone looks like they're healthy from the outside, they may not be on the inside too. And I will now share the mental health related write-up on Amanda Seyfried. Seyfried began modeling at age 11 and started acting at age 15. She has had recurring roles as Lucy Montgomery on the CBS soap opera As the World Turns and Joni Stanford on ABC soap opera All of My Children. Two huge roles, so her platform is huge. So I love when celebrities with this type of platform spread mental health awareness. And here are some quotes from the interview with Allure. She said, "I'm on Lexapro and I'll never get off of it. I've been on it since I was 19, so 11 years. I'm on the lowest dose. I don't see the point of getting off it. Whether it's placebo or not, I don't want to risk it. What are you fighting against? Just the stigma of using a tool? A mental illness is a thing that people cast in different categories than other illness, but I don't think it is. It should be taken as seriously as anything else. If you don't see it as a mental illness, it's not a mass, it's not a cyst, but it's there. Why do you need to prove it? If you can treat it, you treat it." A lot of interesting points there regarding medication and coming out. Sparkle, what do you take away from this story relating to mental health?
Well, I take away that whole, just because we can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, with a lot of different factors that we deal with mental health, a lot of times people don't look like they're dealing with it. And a lot of times to ourselves, we don't know we're dealing with it, you know? So that right there, it says alone, be in tune to yourself. Check in with yourself daily. If things are going on with your emotional wellness, go get help.
Yes.
Because nobody's going to be able to tell you how you feel or what's going on with you more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, the medicines, when we come to taking medicines and things becoming a placebo, I'm like huge on, I've had big medicines with my autoimmunes. There are other ailments than just medicine. And sometimes we have to bend a little bit, I have, mm-hmm. to see if maybe I can get off of my medicines. It is very important that I also stay stable so that I can work through the other portion, which is my alcohol and addiction or whatever else I may be battling. So if I don't take the right medicines to help me with my autoimmune conditions, I'm going right back into pain, right back into not walking, right back into usage. So I have to really be able to monitor this. And all this is by checking in and meeting myself where I'm at daily. So she had some great points there.
For me, after my TBI, I was on a lot of medication, and slowly after a few years, I was weaning myself off because I realized that I would probably be on this sleep aid, whatever have you, for the rest of my life. So that was my reason for leaning more on exercising and reading and those type of remedies. But Sparkle, I have to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know the listeners are going to see all the value. I loved how you displayed your ambitions with sharing your story by going as high as NAMI. I loved when the moment you decided to speak on mental health, because that will relate to a lot of people. And it is time for the last word. And I also do this in my other podcast series because I want the listeners to really get to know the guests I bring on. Is there something else that you would like to share?
I want to say openly and honestly, if there is something going on and you need some help mental health wise, please don't be afraid to contact me. Obviously, I have every element of social media going under Sparkle Lindsay. I have a YouTube channel, Sparkle, The Light at the End of the Tunnel, which you can look, has some motivational stuff there and a lot of other podcasts. And ultimately, if you need to have conversation right now, my email is sparklelindsay2@gmail.com. I am fully open to having conversations. If you are feeling like there's something going on with your emotional wellness and you just don't really know what to do, give me a call, because I know that there's a lot of advocates and a lot of great people out here that are willing to go to that next step with you, walk alongside you, and help where you fit in your puzzle, help you figure that out. So once again, Vince, I just want to say thank you for having me on, and I truly appreciate our conversation, and I value the topic that we've been talking about.
And it is also social media time for the show, and we're on whichever platform you like to use. We're at A Mental Health Break on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And on Twitter, we're at Podcasts by Lancey. So you have updates from this show and That Entrepreneur Show. Of course, my handles on all social media and YouTube are at Vincent A. Lancey, and my website is vincentalancey.com. If you check out any of my books, DM me. I would love to hear from you. We have Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Left for Dead, A Story of Redemption, and how to transform your mindset when the norm has changed, all are on my website now. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate the show 5 stars and continue listening by subscribing. That's all for this week, and I'll see you all on the next episode of A Mental Health Break.